Pretty soon, the little used car lot became the biggest General Motors dealership in North Alabama. And that little salvage yard got the contract for most of North Alabama's law enforcement, and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. And they built a nice big house out on the lake, and the kids got to go to a better school. But then the shit came down and bodies started being found floating in the Tennessee River and backing up against the rocks of Wilson Down. Some went over, some people went to jail, and hell, he couldn't go to jail. He knew way too much about too many things. And he started worrying about the family, and he was sitting there with a shotgun in his mouth about to pull the trigger. But then he knew there'd be no insurance. The house on the lake would be up for sale. Kids would be back in the county schools. But he knew a guy who thought he could help, and a couple of phone calls were made, and on a Sunday evening he had dinner with the family, and then he went to the office and he wrote out payroll checks for the next 3 months straight, and he locked the safe, and he walked out into the night and got into a long black Cadillac for Goodsfield Road. Honey, take care of the children. Pay the house off when the salvage yard gets sold. And you don't know nothing when the serious men ask questions about what went down at the news. Georgia on the keyboards and guitar double duty, Sweet Baby Jay, Jay Gonzalez. On the bass guitar from Jasper, Alabama and Water Valley, Mississippi. They're gonna win against that mean old Walmart. Give it up for Matt Patton on the bass.